Police, U of Iowa student arrested after caught on camera flipping Turning Point USA table. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 7, 2025. University of Iowa student Justin Fom Calhoun was arrested Wednesday on misdemeanor charges after he was caught on video flipping a Turning Point USA table on campus. Journalist Andy Ngo alleges that the student is transgender. "No thanks," Calhoun, who also goes by the name Nico, said, before upending a Turning Point USA outreach table on the University of Iowa campus, sending all of its contents to the ground. Watch below. Video footage of the attack was then posted to social media by Frontline's TBUSA, the official on-the-ground national coverage account for Turning Point USA. Calhoun was offered hot chocolate as part of a Turning Point USA outreach event called Cocoa and Conservatives, to which the student declined and allegedly flipped the table instead. The 19-year-old student, who was also caught on video flipping another conservative group's table in a separate incident, now faces two separate misdemeanor cases in Johnson County, Iowa, according to Johnson County Jail Court filings obtained by the Iowa Pulse. Calhoun was originally charged by the University of Iowa Department of Public Safety in connection with the November 5 incident involving the Turning Point USA table, but court records now also reveal an earlier case from October 27. Video footage posted to social media shows the student, clad in a black dress, taking down another conservative display table on campus, before giving the camera a middle finger. Watch below. Many on social media, including journalist and post-millennial editor-at-large Andy Ngo, reacted by pointing out the long-haired, dress-wearing student is transgender. A trans person named Justin Fom Calhoun flipped over a TBUSA table after being unable to control himself. Mainstream trans activists encourage trans people and their allies to be violent to intimidate political opposition, Ngo said. Notably, Charlie Kirk was fatally shot on September 10, while having an open and respectful dialogue with a student during a campus event at Utah Valley University, where he was answering a question about mass shootings carried out by transgenders. Meanwhile, the Turning Point USA founder's assassin suspect, Tyler Robinson, has a transgender partner. Across both cases, Calhoun reportedly faces two counts of disorderly conduct, disturbing a lawful assembly or meeting, two counts of harassment third degree, and one count of criminal mischief fifth degree. Court documents also indicate that the University of Iowa student was released without bond and is under no contact orders in both cases, with two non-jury trials scheduled for March 2026, the Iowa Pulse noted. This is not the first time Turning Point USA activists have been harassed on college campus following the assassination of the organization's founder, free speech martyr Charlie Kirk. Last week, a man who said Kirk got shot in the neck for a reason was arrested at the University of New Mexico, UNM, after allegedly trying to steal Turning Point USA signs. A week before that, a pink-haired individual at University of Arizona called Turning Point USA activists Nazis and told them "watch your neck," in blatant reference to Kirk's assassination, while walking by a TBUSA display table on campus. Since Kirk's assassination, requests for new Turning Point USA chapters have surged across the nation, with the organization saying more than 120,000 students have since inquired about starting new high school and college chapters. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.